Let us pray. Dear Lord, as we gathered before you, we ask that you speak to us. We commit this time before you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, if you are walking on the street and saw this little box on the ground and it's dirty, so you open this, hey, what is this? Who is the owner of this little box? So the first thing you ask, what is this? What is the purpose of this thing? Where does it come from? Something is missing here. There should be two. So if it's missing, what can I do about this? Can I replace it? Or if it can't be replaced, totally destroyed or ruined, maybe I should chuck it in the bin. But if I can fix it, I can use it again. So there are many questions about this little thing you saw on the ground. Similarly, you can think of the similar questions about man. So last time when I talked about what is man, oh, it's not going. I press the button. This one? Oh, the side, sorry. Okay, so when we think about man, where did man come from? This is what we talked about last time. Did we come from a Big Bang, evolution? If we come from Big Bang and evolution, then what is the purpose of life? If we are just a product of explosion, then it's by chance. No one can say, the meaning of life is this. No, it's just an explosion. We are the product of an explosion. So when you find life is empty, it's natural, because if we come from explosion, then there is no purpose of life, which is very sad. What is the meaning of life? Why am I here? We cannot answer such questions. And if there is no purpose of life, then we will say, how come men become like this? Men are so selfish. Men are so violent, hurting one another, so selfish. What is the problem with men? What's wrong with men? So, sorry, by nature, we are all selfish, because survival of the fittest. If I want to get what I want, and there's only limited things there, 10 oranges. If I want all the 10 oranges, I have to get rid of you so I can possess all the 10 oranges, isn't it? So, because we come from explosion, I'm just thinking of myself. I just want to exist. So survival of the fittest, I'm the strongest one here. I get all the oranges, okay? So man becomes so sinful because by nature, if I want to survive, I can do all things I want. So I can put the blame on by nature. Okay, so what's wrong with man? Well, by nature, I must be selfish. For me, I feel happy to do this. So everyone think of for himself. And what can be done? So people start to think, oh, man have so many problems. Violence. All this, how can we stop all this, the man's problems of man? Maybe education will help. So your parents send you to school. But if you are not a good student, you keep on doing wrong things. What would, and how to control people? Maybe police use their force to stop you. And if you're still doing the wrong thing, they put you in prison, isn't it? To stop this selfish man doing the wrong thing. So what can be done? Maybe education. Maybe punishment will help. So in this world, these are the way people try to solve the problem of man. And where are we going? Well, we perish. We are going to die, no matter how long you live. And after death, nothing. So this is, if you think we come from explosion, no meaning of life. Everything wrong with man is by nature. We are like that in order to survive. We can't do anything about it. All we can do is about education or punishment. And well, we are going to do, where are we going? All people die, isn't it? But from the Bible, it tells us, give us another option. Bible tells us that God created heaven and earth. Ah, then we ask God, what is the purpose of life? And God required man to love him and serve him. As we mentioned, from when we look at Genesis, when we look at Adam, God gave Adam free will to choose. Not just to able to choose eating bread or butter or choose something. No, I do this to show that I love God. Your choice tells you how much we love God. So God wants us to love him, to serve him. Now, what's wrong with man? Because man disobeyed God. We became sinners, going our own way. So that's wrong with man. The purpose of man is to serve and love him. But man choose the other way around. We choose to sin and go our own way. But what can be done? We try to do good, it doesn't work. So God sent his only son to save us. That is the redemption of Christ. And we still have a choice today. If we accept Christ or if we reject Christ, heaven and earth is in front of us. You can choose. Don't bring Adam and Eve. Today is your choice. Heaven or hell is in front of you. Just now I mentioned this little box, isn't it? When something is ruined, missing, should I chuck it in the bin? That is hell. Or should I let it repair or fix? That's God's way. Accept Christ in our life, then our life become meaningful again in God's hand. So it's up to you, my friend. Now, today, let's continue to see part two. What is man? When man departed from God, how did man change gradually? When we read through the passage, you can see this in your life, how man changes. It's not just Adam and Eve change, but as if you are looking at the mirror, you see yourself in this mirror. Can you see yourself? Now, let's see. Now, Adam, when we talk about Adam, he should love and serve God. Last time, we talked about the first man. He was created in order to love him and serve him. But he turned to be a sinner. So what does a sinner like? So when we look at Genesis chapter 3, verse 6 to 12. Now when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was delight to the eyes. Now this talk about Eve was tempted, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise. She think of herself, exalt, oh, now I can be wise. She took of its fruit and ate, and she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths. And they heard the sound of God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves. Notice, hid themselves from the presence of God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God said to the man, where are you? And he said, I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. He said, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I command you not to eat? The man said, the woman whom you gave to be with me. She gave the fruit of the tree and I ate. Now, how can you see yourself in this little passage? First thing we notice, when someone sinned, he realized he was naked. as if you were seeing your true self. Normally, when we stand before people, we put on our nice clothes. When people look at you, you are well dressed. You must be some kind of good man or honorable man. But deep inside, when I'm naked, I feel ashamed because I do not look good. So I need something good to cover me. So Adam and Eve, once they sin, they realize they are naked. Before that, they have no such concept. So whenever you feel your weaknesses are exposed, your true self exposed before man, you feel ashamed. This is naked. Okay? And when you find yourself, when you ask some people ask you something and you lie, and some people find out that you lied, now they know I lied. You feel embarrassed, isn't it? So this is some kind of nakedness, because your fault are being exposed. Every people can see that your fault, your shortcoming. Everybody know you are selfish. Everybody know you have bad temper. No face before people. So children don't like their parents talk about them, isn't it? You don't want your parents talk to the aunties, my son is blah, 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 blah. No. You feel you are naked, isn't it? All your faults, all your mistakes, your parents tell everyone, you feel naked. This, the shame, you can no longer cover it. So what did they do? They sewed fig leaves together. Once they know they were naked, they used fig leaves to cover themselves. Not only cover themselves, they hid themselves from the presence of God among the trees of garden. So once when we realize our mistakes, our faults are being exposed, everybody know you are not that beautiful, you are ugly. We feel ashamed. So what do we do? Covering. Sometimes how people covering. Look at my trophy. Look at my award. Best student. Good performance. We use this achievement. We hang it up in our room. This is, I win my tennis trophy. This is, I win the second place in the spelling test. We put up all this around us, showing people, I am good, I am good, I am good. So in order to cover our shortcoming, our weaknesses, our ugliness, our selfish, we put out this achievement in front of people, telling people, I am good, I am good. So this is our covering, isn't it? We don't want people to see our true self. Even when you become an adult. Look at my house. So beautiful. Look at my cars. Look at my family. Look at my children. They are so good. To cover myself. How about you? How about you? Do you have a bad temper? Are you a selfish man? Do you have sin that you never want to tell people? So we use all these good things to decorate ourselves and hid behind something. I remember once I told you something like this. A king has got leprosy and he can even smell the rotting of his flesh. So he doesn't want his people to know that he has leprosy. He put on a beautiful dress, put on a golden mask to hide himself behind the mask and the beautiful clothing. And because people can smell the stink from his flesh, so he put some, all the fragrant flowers when he walked by to cover. He cannot bear to show others his true leprosy. How about you? Do you put on something to cover your ugliness inside? We put on our best clothes. We try to act like a good kid to cover our sin inside. Our evil thoughts, we never dare to tell anyone. We hid behind all this good. And in the end, that's not enough. When somebody points out that, now, you see, this is your fault. Now, look at you. You are a horrible person. And then we try to blame Adam, the woman whom you gave me. So this is a typical man, typical sinners. Can you see a mirror? But we try to hide our nakedness, hide our mistakes and faults. We try to cover up ourselves, hiding behind something beautiful so that people cannot see the true you. We not dare not to tell people how I feel because we're afraid people will look down upon you, despise you. I'm afraid. Guys, we are strong. We never tell people we are afraid. Actually, you are afraid. We never face the true you. And when people point out our mistakes, I say, it's not my fault. It's your fault. It's my parents' fault. I was shocked because my parents were shocked. It's not my fault. Put the blame on others. Then we will feel better. So once when man depart from God, we became shameful men. We dare not to accept that we are bad. We always put on a good face before people. So when man becomes sinner, we become a sinful man, shameful man. If we go further, men continue to develop. Let us look at the other brother, Cain and Abel, after Adam and Eve. In the course of time, Cain brought to the Lord an offering of the fruit to the ground, and Abel, his younger brother, also brought the firstborn of his flock and of the fat portions, and the Lord had regard for Abel and his offering. Hey, I am the older brother. Show respect to me. God, you have regard to Abel and his offering. Who is he? Abel is nothing. But for Cain and his offering, God shows no regard. So Cain was very angry and his face fell. Changed his face. Do you sometimes angry with your other siblings? It's not fair. How come father and mother show favoritism to other siblings? It's not fair. And you got angry. How come my sister always got the new clothes? Because she's older. How come I have to take her old clothes? Not fair. How come you always got the new and I will always use the old? It's not fair. And you got really angry. Because a sinner, we always want to exalt ourselves. I am the firstborn. You can't ignore me. You can't despise me. I want to be exalted. Now, this is our yearning, because once we left God, we feel we are nothing. We have to try to make ourselves someone. When we realize we are no good, we try to make ourselves, let me work harder. Let me do something great. Now I am somebody, but nobody paying attention to you. And you got furious. You become angry because you can't be number one. If you know the story of David and Saul, when David was successful and the people around him, Saul killed thousands. But David kills tens of thousands. And Saul got really jealous. Why? Because I want to be number one. Now there's another one, better than me. He got so angry. Now don't look down upon this angry. This angry will cause you to do crazy things. And later on,
Cain spoke to Abel, his brother, and when they were in the field, Cain rose up against his brother and Abel
and killed him. So this little anger will continue to grow into hatred. And you start to think, how can I get rid of this guy forever? And you think of methods and practice it in your mind again and again, and one day nobody watching and you kill your brother. Now, this anger is like a seed in you. This anger will develop. Now you know what's inside you. This is a mirror. Anyone here that never got angry? Put up your hand. So everyone experienced anger. Think about your case. Think about your case. When do you get angry? Why are you angry? Is it somebody hasn't been nice to you? Is it somebody has done something wrong to you? And you, how can you treat me like this? I am special. Now, this anger will build up. Isn't this a mirror? So, not only sinner become a shameful man, sinner become an angry man. So, anger is a symptom to tell everybody that you are a sinner. You need Christ. Let's go to another step. Then Cain went away from the presence of the Lord and settled in the land of north, east of Eden. Cain knew his wife, and she conceived more Enoch, and he built a city. He called the name of city after his son Enoch. Enoch was born Irad, and I skipped the names. And look at 20. Ada bore Jabal. He was the father of those who dwell in tents and have livestock. His brother's name was Jubal, and he was the father of all those who play the lyre and the pipe music. Okay. Selah also bore Tubal Cain. He was the forger of all the instruments of bronze and iron. Now, as men depart from God, let us see how they develop. What would a sinner with no God in his life, what is he finding something to replace God? He became a shameful man. He became an empty man. And what did he do next? In here, we saw him build a city. Now, building is nothing wrong, but why do people build a city? City with walls. You can protect yourself. In other words, you feel insecure in the wild. Animals may come in. So, if I don't have a God to protect me, I better do something for myself. I built a house, not good enough, bigger city. So this city speaks of insecurity in our hearts. Tents and livestock. Now people, not only having a city, they start to have tents and livestock. I need a bigger house. Not only bigger house, I need livestock. That means possession. Now today, those who are without God, they need a big house to find security, isn't it? Many people graduating in from uni start to, I need a job. Why? I can buy a house. My life is secure. I have a place somewhere to cover my head. And then I have more possessions, money, houses, possessions. People find riches and find money for their security. And not just tents and livestock. Look at here. That man starts to feel the emptiness in their hearts. They want to sing. They want something music. They want entertainment. So when you got a house, do you put a TV inside? When you, just a TV is not enough. You may want Wi-Fi. You may want everything that entertains in your heart and mind. Playing games, It's nothing wrong to play games, but it speaks of an emptiness in our life without we need something to cheer us up. Without God, we find all this to fill our empty lives. But once we know God, we still can make use of the music to praise Him. Remember David? He used his harp to praise God. So we have music. Today people have lots of music. People go to music concerts, listening to singers. But what are they singing about? What is pleasing in their heart? Is there a love that they can sing? Someone they love they can sing for? So, another progress, bronze and iron. And iron is strong, but if you if you can add some other chemical in it, you can make it to become stronger and bronze, which looks beautiful. So that means technology, and also means instruments of bronze. That means they can make iron swords. That means military strength. So I have a house, I have entertainment, but I need something more protection. I need security camera around my house. I need iron poles around my house to protect my houses. People need military weapons, missiles, battleship, tanks, technology, AI. All this to keep me strong. All this to help me to focus on different things in life. So what does it mean? So when man becomes a sinner without God, we find many ways, many things to replace him, replace God. Man becomes an empty man, just like the box. When God is not in our life, we put in money, entertainment, all this security, people buying insurance to secure, because there is no true security in man. So you can see when man departed from God, not just shameful, not just angry, but become an empty man. He needs a lot of things to fill in his life. How about you? Is this a mirror? Can you see yourself? Are you looking for security? Are you looking for possession? I want this game. I want this luxurious life. I want entertainment. I want technology to protect me, to fill up my life. That means you are an empty man. So, as history moves on, from Genesis, we move to New Testament, and we can look down into history in the future. I understand this in the last days. Actually, we are in the last day. This picture also describes nowadays. There will come times of difficulty, for people will be lovers of self. Are you lovers of self? I don't care about God. I don't care about other people. I just care about me. Lovers of self. Lovers of money. I want money. If I got money, I buy this, I buy this, I buy this. Proud. I did it by myself. Arrogant. Abusive. I'm good. You are stupid. You are bad. Abusive language to others. Don't care about others. Disobedient to their parents. Oh, is that you? Disobedient to their parents. Ungrateful. I deserve this. You are taking away my right. Ungrateful. Unholy. Heartless. Unpeaceable. Slanderous. Without self-control. Saying bad things about your classmates, your friends. Slanderous. Brutal. Not loving good. treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure. Ah, pleasure. Instead of loving God.
So remember, God created us to love Him. But instead, we become lovers of pleasure. And instead, we become lovers of money. And instead, we become lover of self.
So this is sinful man. Is this you? Is this you? Is this a mirror talking about you? Or the future you? Or the right now? So this is fallen man. People away from God. So, what can we do about this? Actually, not much. That's why we can't save ourselves. That's why Jesus came and died for us on the cross. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, can we read it together? Everyone, ready? Go. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Now look, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Just now remember this little box? I say, oh, something missing. When God is missing in your life, you put other things in, it never fits. But if you accepted Christ and let Christ come into your life, your life become a new creation. No longer you will be seeking glory for yourself. You don't have to feel shameful because you know you are a sinner. You have already acknowledged that I am a sinner. And yet when you receive Christ, Christ will give you His glory. He changed your life. New creation means that no longer shameful. No longer shameful. But God gives His glory to cover us. Our sin He forgave. And He covered us with His new life. We become a new creation. In the past, we were angry. But now we realize we are forgiven. Instead, I no longer hate or try to kill my brother. But when I, sinner, receive Christ, now I know what love is. Instead of being an angry man, I can show love to others. And no longer an empty man, because Christ is all and in all. He became my fortress. He became my joy, my song. He became everything in me. I am rich in Christ. So all the problems we have will be fixed when Christ came into our life and changed our life. This is the new creation. A repentant man is the new man. So when we talk about what is man, we know the problem. Man without God. Every kind of problem arises. But once when we come to accept Him, many problems can be solved. And this is new creation in Christ. If anyone is in Christ. So my last question to you is, are you in Christ? Have you accepted Christ as your Savior? Think about this. It's about you. You want to live a shameful life, angry life, empty life, or new life? Let us pray. Father, we thank you for showing us from your words that how we need you. Otherwise, our life will be full of shame and anger and emptiness. But you give yourself to us. For anyone who is in Christ, he is a new creation. We thank you for this. And we pray for all the people among us who have not received you yet. We pray that they will come to know you and accept you as our Savior. We thank you for this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.